Vov Kislev, Friday the 24th of November, Rabbi Yoel Aberman, Phyllis Arvis.
This week's Parshas Vayetze, we all know this week's Sedra, Shteit Bayakov Avinu, Vayivka Bamokroim, and we know the Gemara says, Yaakov was Mesakin Tfilas Arvis. It's famous, the Gemara in Brochus, brings a machlikas on Meroim, between the Beisir Rabbi Chanina says, Tfilas always take him. All the Tfilas, the Ovis were Mesakin. So Avram Avinu was Mesakin Shachris, he said, Yashkim Avram Baboike, Yitzchak was Misaki Mincha, who says Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basode, and Yaakov was Misaki Mariv, who says this week's Pasha, Vayivka Bamokhim Vayole and Shom. That's according to Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Chanina. However, Bishua Ben Levi says, no, Tfilis is Keneged Tmidim Tiknu. The Misaki Tfilis, Keneged the Tmidim Shabor in the base of Mikdosh, like Gemara explains, you have Tomit Shel Shachar for Shachris, Tomit Shabbeinu Abayim, you have for Mincha, and what's with Mariv? There's no Korban which you bring by night. The Gemara explains, because if you have the Ivorim or Pedorim, the fat and the things which are makir on the Mizbeach, from the Tom Shebeinu Abayim, if you weren't makir, you didn't have enough time to be makir during the day, so you'll have to be makir kol halayla, the whole night. So keneged day, you misakin tefillas mariv. That's machlik in the Gemara, why we misakin, why we have three tefillas a day. The Rambam, in Hilchas Tefillah, Rambam says that Perek Aleph Hilchas Tefillah in Halacha Vov, Rambam says V'chein Iskinu Sheyodom. So before Rambam says V'chein Tikne Sheyminin Atfilas K'minin Korbonos. That we have Tefillas like Korbonos. Shtei Tefillas B'chol Yoyim K'neged Shnei Tmiden, and then you have Tefillas Arvis K'neged Evorim U'Ptorim. So the Rambam brings this man to Oma Tefillas is K'neged Tmiden Tiknu. So the question is, why did the Rambam pass him like this man d'oma? It's machlux in the Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina. Why did the Rambam choose to pass him like this man d'oma? So there's another Gemara, another famous Gemara, later on, where the Gemara has a big machlux, the whole omad in the Gemara, Tfilas Arvis. If Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, or Tfilas Arvis is Choyvo. More brings machlux between Rabbi Gamliel, machlux Tanoim, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Yeshua, the famous argument they had. And the Gemara says we paskin, machlokes Abaye v'Rava to paskin. Rava says we paskin alocha k'divayim rishus. We paskin tefillas arvis is rishus, and that's how we paskin, because always machlokes Abaye v'Rava we paskin like Rava. So the alocha is tefillas arvis is rishus. So the question is, why? Why taki tefillas arvis is rishus? Why is it different than other two tefillas? Other two tefillas, shachis, minchis, choyvo. Why just tefillas arvis is rishus? So it comes along the Pnei Yeshua in Brochus. And he says, a gewaldige gipsha. Says the Pnei Yeshua, he would suggest that these two machleikasim, they're totally one on another. Dahainu. Machleikas of Tfilas Avis Yeshus, or Tfilas Avis Choyvo, depends on the machleikas who was Mesakin Tfilas. If you say Tfilas always Tiknum, no. It's like Avraham was Mesakin Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, and it's a Choyvo. So if Yaakov was Mesakin Marev, it's also a Choyvo. Whereas if you say Tfilas is Keneget Tmidim Tiknum, then I can understand why Tfilas Arvis only Rishus. Why? Because if it's Keneged Evorim or Pedorim, which you makte, the Gemara says it's not Makiv. If a person is not makte the Evorim or Pedorim, you yotze the Korban. Zrika is the main avoid in the Korban. If you didn't do a Maktoros Emurim, it's not Makiv the Korban. No, so very good. If it's not Makiv the Korban, the same thing I can understand. Tfilas Arvis, also Nish Makiv. It's a Rishus. So Meida the Pnei Yeshua wants to say that these two machlikas are totally Zebuze. The reason why Tfilas Arvis is Rishus is because he holds Tfilas is Keneged Tmidim Tiknum. So Mamela, if it's Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, so by night, which is Noma Akiv the Kapora, that's why it's only Rishus. So Mamela, he says, Mamela, according to this, that's what Pnei Yeshua says. So I'm adding, according to this, it's very Geshmak the Rambam. Why the Rambam brought Tfilas Keneged Tmidim Tiknum? Because we paskin as Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. Gemara says, Rova passed like that, Tfilis Avos is the shoes. So maybe Tfilis Avos is the shoes. That's a very good Rambam. That's why Rambam says Tfilis must be his connected to meet him Tiknum. Because if Rambam would say Tfilis always Tiknum, then it should have been a Chayvo. So Yoli says, we pass in Tfilis Avos is the shoes. It must be Tfilis is connected to meet him Tiknum. That's how it could be Miyashiv, the Rambam, why the Rambam brings Tfilis connected to meet him Tiknum. Rambam says, this is the Pnei Shua, Heshtikul Torah, he wants to say in Brochus. Of the Rambam says, I found it's often a Rashi in Shabbos stuff, test on the base. How much like the Pnei Shua? Rashi, one line in Rashi. Rashi in Shabbos stuff, test on the base. The Gemara brings there the Machlekes, Tfilas Avos Rishus. And Rashi says, Leman Da'oma Tfilas Avos Rishus, says Rashi, the Masechus Brochus, yes, it's Machlekes, Masechus Brochus. And Rashi says, you know why? Me Pnei, she can get Hector Chalovim Ve'imurim, She'eim Akrin Kaparosim. Rashi, Mamash, in two lines, in half a line, Rashi told us the whole Pnei Yeshua. He told us, you know why Tfilas Avos is a Shus? Because it's Keneged Hekte Chalom Ve'imurim, She'eim Akrin Kaparosim, that's why Tfilas Avos is a Shus. Mamash, why is the Pnei Yeshua didn't bring this Rashi? Pnei Yeshua is in Brochus. Why didn't bring this Rashi in Shabbos? But, on the other hand, that's Rashi. Oh, but if you look in Tosfos there, Tosfos Lechor argues with Rashi. Because Tosfos, the one that talks about, that when a person, once a person has prepared himself to have a suda, and he already untied his belt, he opened up his belt, he's not mechuyev now to go and, there's a minute to daven marav, he's not mechuyev to daven marav. He can carry on eating later on the daven marav. Why, says the Gemara? Because tefillas avos is a shus, so no matriachim, he doesn't have to bother now to go and close his belt and then to go and daven marav, he's allowed to now finish eating. Says Tosfos, v'nevri, fill the man doma tefillas avos is shus, abuchamazoi, a person shouldn't be in the battle. It doesn't mean the shus does not mean that it's optional. Tosfos says the shus doesn't mean it's optional. If you want to daven, you daven. If you're in the mood of it, you daven. If not, not. Only in a certain case, in the case of the Gemara, where a person already started, he prepared himself to eat, he's opened his belt, then you can say, we're not matriachim. Or the Tosfos says, Tosfos, a person is going to decide, I'm not in the mood of davening ma'ariv, you can't do such a thing. He says, Tosfos, why? I'll tell you. Do you know why I'll tell you? Sharei Yaakov Tikna. Yaakov was misakin. Why should Tosfos be mevatel it? That's number one. And number two says Tosfos, because the Gemara says it's kneged aktoras averim. And even though it's not ma'akov, says Tosfos, but still a mitzvah. Still a mitzvah to be makte averim epdorim. Can't just say I'm not in the mood of being makte averim epdorim. It's a mitzvah to be makte it. Oybazel tefillas avos is also a mitzvah. It's not a chayva, says Tosfos. It has not the same din a chayva like shachis and mincha. Oh, but still a mitzvah. And Yaakov was misakin it. It's connected to Abraham Abdullah, which is a mitzvah. So then it says, Tosfos, you can't stamozer be mevatel tefillas avos. So you see clearly in Tosfos is saying, he's going over here in the Mount Omer Rishus, and it's not a chayva, it's a Rishus. And Tosfos says, because Yaakov was misakin it, and because it's connected to Midim Tiknum, it seems like in Tosfos, this machlekes doesn't depend of who, if the others were misakin it, or if it's connected to Midim Tiknum. It's two separate machlekes. You can hold others Tiknum, and even so it's a Rishus. But Tosfos is not Mamash Rishus. You see clearly from Tosfos, not like Rashi, not like the Pnei Yeshua. This Machlekes doesn't depend who was Mesakin the Tosfos. Tfilas Avos Rishus is a separate Machlekes. Now then the Shaila is, what's Takipshat? What's Takipshat? Why is Tfilas Avos Rishus? If Yaakov Avinu was Mesakin it, so like Avraham Yitzchak Mesakin Shachris HaMincha, it's a Chayvo. So why, when it comes to Maariv, Yaakov was Mesakin Maariv, it doesn't have the same, it's not the same, it's not a Chayvo. So it's a shul, it's a mitzvah, but a chayv is this nish. Why not? So there's another Pnei Yeshua, later on there in Brochus, he has another pshat. He wants to say, as Bam is Tosfos asked the kasha, most says Yaakov was misakin marav. Tosfos asked the gevaldik kasha. When did Yaakov daven then? Tosfos says Yaakov daven by day. Why, what was the story in this week's parsha? Yaakov went, he was on the way, and he went to Choron, it was still day, it was still daylight. He said, "Asher she spalalti al mokim shovro avoysai," and I didn't daven. I went past, didn't daven. Yoav daven lemhada, came back. It's all during the daytime, and he daven mariv. So he goes, "How come we? It's machlekes. We hold that you can only daven mariv by tzeisa kichovim. Make a rabbanon only by tzeisa kichovim. Why? If Yaakov was misakim mariv, how come Yaakov daven by day? Let's face this kasha." So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say no. Pnei Yeshua wants to say the following teretz. He says, you're right. Yaakov Taker went daven by day. But he says, Yaakov Vinu, when he davened his tefillah, Why did Yaakov want to daven? It wasn't the same tefillah like Avraham Yitzchak. They went, Ve'etzi Yitzchak Tesuach Basode, Ve'yashkim Avraham Ba'boiker. Yaakov Avinu had the Pesachesben here. He went past Efshesh Avati Al-Mokim, she is Paralu Avoisai, and I'm not going to daven. That hand, because he happened to be going by. If he wouldn't have gone by there, let's say, he wouldn't have, it is a mashal, he wouldn't have daven. Not pshat his head up, now I want to be misaken, now I'm going to daven. Pshat is, because he went past this holy place, so then he felt it's the right thing to do is to daven. So he wants to say, Yaakov in there was mispalul b'teras nedover. He wanted to daven. From the Roshna of Gemara's mashma, he felt it's the right thing to do, now is he felt in the right mood, the right place over here, now b'teras nedover, he wants to daven. So he had a mind to daven and a dover by day. What happened? The Gemara says, Shoko chamo shloi boi noso. As he started davening, suddenly became dark. Shoko chamo shloi boi noso. So Mela, that's why it became into a tefillah's marid. Because the Maisa it became dark then, even though shloi boi noso became dark, because it became dark, so that's why we start davening, the tefillah was masakin to daven by night. Oh, but because Yaakov Avinu only wanted to daven the teras and the dover, that's why it stays the rishus. That's a little like the Pnei Yeshua. Because his whole intention wasn't to be misakin the teras chiyuv. His intention was just to daven in the dover, and it was supposed to be by day, no, it happened to be by night. So Mamela, that's why tefillas avos in the rishus afilif avos tiknu. That's the Pnei Yeshua. So come on, have a look. Machleikus Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos. If the two machleikus and depend one on another. The high of Tfilas Avos Rishus, is it because Tfilas Knegas Tmidim Tiknum? Or no? Tfilas Avos Rishus, even if always Tiknum, even if Yaakov Avinu was Misakin, it could still be that Tfilas is, to Avos is only a Rishus. Now I want to discuss a little bit. What's Tfilas Avos Rishus? We'll see the Chorei, there's three shittas in the Rishonim. Tosfos asked two kashas. We know that if a person forgot to daven Maariv by night, that's a shlumin. Shachris, you daven twice Shachris. Another locher, if a person forgot by night to say Ya'alav Yovoy, he doesn't have to repeat davening because Eimet Kachin is a chodesh balaylo, so you don't have to daven again. Tosfos, I don't understand. Tfilas Avos is Rishus, so why if he didn't daven Maariv by night, does he have to daven Shachris twice? And why do you have to come to Eimet Kachin is a chodesh balaylo? Say, if you got Yal of Yovel by night, he doesn't have to daven again, because anyway he doesn't have to daven. So then Tfilas Avos Rishus, and why Cholamoy, the person forgot Yal of Yovel, then he'd say, yes, daven Maariv again. Why does he have to daven Maariv again? Tfilas Avos Rishus. Here Tosfos comes with the Sod, which we said earlier. Tosfos earlier, even if Tfilas Avos Rishus, or Bestamos there to be Mevatel Tfilas Avos, you're not allowed. Tfilas Avos, Tosfos calls it, is a mitzvah. Other Tfilas are Chayva, Tfilas Avos is a mitzvah. And a mitzvah legaber chayvoy, sometimes we call it a reshus. But about the tamad to be mevatel tefillas avos, you're not allowed to. And that's why, even though you didn't have married, you were sure you forgot to have married, you should have shachris twice. You didn't say yalav yovoy, cholamoy, have married again. Because betzem, it's a mitzvah to have married. That's the shitta of Tosfos and other rishonim the Rosh. However,
why day?
Because the Maaseh turned out to be by night. He wanted to daven by day. He thought it was day. But it was Shokach Chama Shloi Bo Inoso. So the Maaseh, because the Maaseh happened to be by night, so the Masakin is Maariv by night. Because we're ready, but we have Shachar, so Menachot by night. So now, that's all the shita of Tosfos, the Rosh, that Tfilas Avos, let's call it a mitzvah, Nishkach Chayvo. There's a famous Bahag, Baal, from the Geoin and the Baal Alochot Gedolus, says the following. He says, if a person Tfilas Avos Rishus, that means only calls man, he doesn't want to taste this, it's a mitzvah to daven, no, first it's optional. If a person doesn't want to daven Maariv, he doesn't have to daven Maariv. However, says the Bahag, if you start to davening Maariv, you mekabel on yourself now to daven Maariv, it becomes now a chuyva. It's not even a chuyva to daven Maariv. Calls man, you don't want to daven Maariv, don't daven Maariv. No one's asking you to daven Maariv. Oh, but if you start the davening Maariv, it becomes a chayva now, and that's why if you forgot to say Ya'alav Yovel Chol HaMoed, you have to daven again. Because you start the davening Maariv, with that you mekabel on yourself a chiyuv, so maybe now you have to daven Maariv. And if you have to daven Maariv, and you didn't say Ya'alav Yovel, you have to daven Maariv again. Chiddush on the Bahag. Tosfos brings in a few places. And the Maaseh is a machlokes, is showing him how to learn exactly the Bahag, according to Tosfos and Rosh, other Rishonim, it all depends every single day. Am I davening Maariv now? If you're starting to daven Maariv, it becomes a chayvo. Next day, tomorrow night, you don't want to daven Maariv? Don't daven Maariv, reshus. Every day depends if you start davening or you don't daven. If you daven Maariv, you're mechuyev to finish, and if you don't say Yalav Yovo, you have to repeat the Maariv again. But if you don't daven, you don't have to daven. That's
if you daven every day.
No. According to Tosfos, every day is separate.
No, chazokah.
Every day is separate. Today you start davening Shemoneh Esrei, so you mekabel yourself a chiyuv to daven. Now you have to go all the way. You can't stop in the middle. That's shit stuff, Tosfos. Not on Maariv. First, the Rambam, according to the Rambam, the rice, the whole chiyuv tefillah is tamas. There's only one. No, Tosfos. Tosfos calls it tefillas avos is a mitzvah. A klap a chayvah. It's not a chayvah, it's only a mitzvah. Tosfos. That's called a tosfos. The Bahag argues. The Bahag says, no. The Gemara says a shus is a shus. It's optional. Now, if you start the davening, then it becomes a chayvah. And according to the Rashba, big chiddush, Rashba learns in the Bahag, you daven once in your lifetime. You daven Maariv, for the rest of your life it's a chayvah. Big chiddush, Rashba. Daven once. That's no chazaka. You daven once. When you became a mitzvah, the night you become a mitzvah, you daven Maariv. Everyone wants to daven Maariv. The night you become a mitzvah. That's it for the rest of your life. You become a mechuyev to daven Maariv. Richtig echiyev, according to the Bahag, the Rashba, you mechuyev all left to daven Maariv. Now the shaila is, what's like the pshat in this Bahag? Why? How does this chiyev come? It's a reshus. Gemara says reshus. Why suddenly? Because I decide to be mekabela myself to daven Maariv, it becomes now a chiyev the rest of your life, for that day. Why does it have to come into a chiyev? It's for the service reshus. So there's two mahalchim that achronim, how to understand the Bahag. The Darkei Moshe, the Ramon, Darkei Moshe, Simen Kuf Peches, very very interesting Ramon. Ramon talks about Shalosh Sudas. Person, we know Sudas Shlishis is Machlokes Rishonim, if you chayav to have pas, we know chayav to have pas. You can be Yotze with other things, with Mizonos, with maybe even Peres. Machlokes Rishonim, with what person can be Yotze, Sudas Shlishis. So, the Beis Yosef brings down the Ravyo, holds, the person forgot to say Ritzei, in benching of Sudas Shlishis, says Rav Yo, you have to bench again. Why do you have to bench again? Because you started benching. So you're mekabel on yourself. When you started benching, you had in mind to bench with Ritzei. Everyone wants to say benching with Ritzei. Nobody wants to. No, you didn't bench lechatchila, and you're going to miss out Ritzei. Yeah. So you had in mind to bench and to say Ritzei. Ah. So you're mekabel on yourself to say it with Ritzei. But if you don't say it, even though Betzam, you didn't have to have this to do with pas. You could have had it when you heard it with Mazonis. Oh, but because you had in mind to bench and saying Ritzei, and you didn't say it, you have to repeat benching. That's the Rav Yo, Kibbul Olai Choyva, and he shall suit this Bahag. The Bahag of Tfilas Avos Rishus, or if you start the davening, it becomes a Choyva. Says the Darkei Moshe, that's only going to be by Sudas Shlishis. However, what's the Rosh Chodesh? Person, he had a meal, Sudas Rosh Chodesh, he washed, and he benches. Of course, everyone has in mind to bench and to say Yalav Yovoi. What happens if he didn't say Yalav Yovoi? Will he say the same thing? But because he had in mind to bench and to say Yalav Yovoi, so if he doesn't say it, he has to bench again? Says the Darkei Moshe, no. What's the difference? Says the Darkei Moshe, Dafke by Sudas Shlishis, because that's a machlokes to show him with what can he be yotze to Sudas Shlishis. Can he be yotze? Do you have to have pas, or you can be yotze to other things? So because it's a machlokes, so a person wants to be mekabel on himself. That when he benches to say Ritzei, at the end he wants to be machmel like this shitter that you have to bench Ritzei. Oh, so there you can be mekabel on yourself a chayva because there is such a shitter. There's a shitter when Tam holds that you have to have pas by a Sudas Shlishis. So then you can be machmel. Or Rosh Chodesh, nobody holds as a chiyuv to have pas on a Shchodesh. Zichur Rishus, there's no chiyuv to have pas on a Shchodesh. So if there's no such a shitter, you can't be mekabel on yourself a chayva. Well, chayva, there's no chiyuv. Nobody holds such a chiyuv. If somebody holds as a chiyuv. Like Tfilas Avos Rishus. There is a man Doma holds Tfilas Avos Choyvo. Oh, so because there is such a shit that holds Tfilas Avos Choyvo, so maybe when I daven our Rishus, even though we pass in Rishus, a person can be mekabel on himself a Choyvo to be machmel like this shit. Oh, but if there's no such a shit, there's nothing to be machmel. There's no Kibbul Olai Choyvo. That's how Dr. Moshe explains the Bahag. The reason why Kibbul Olai Choyvo, because there is a man Doma holds Tfilas Avos Choyvo, so maybe I can be mekabel on myself to be machmel like this shit. However, this is interesting. The Ramah is explaining the Rav Yo. However, we're coming soon close to Chanukah. There is a famous Bach in Hilchas Chanukah, Simetofresh Pei Beis. Same thing with Alanisim in benching. The Gemara says in Shabbos, as Bamas make Adin, you don't have to mention Al Anisim and benching. You don't have to sell Al Anisim. The Gemara says to Rishus, in Bola Haz Kimaski, if you want to mention it, mention it. There's no Chiyuv. So Rishus to be masked to mention Al Anisim in Bikas Amos, Nachanakim, and Purim. So Rishus. Comes along the Rav Yo, the Bach brings him down. Comes along the Rav Yo, you're right, it's a Rishus. Oh, but because now when a person benches, everyone who benches on Chanukah, he has in mind to say Al-Anisim. Oh, well, hey, he forgot. So because you had in mind, b'shas, you started benching to say Al-Anisim, kiblu alayu choyvo. You mekabel on yourself a chiyuv to say Al-Anisim. Oh, by the Rav Yo Paskins, if you didn't say Al-Anisim in benching, you have to repeat bench, you have to bench again. Like Tfilas Arvis, the Bahak says, it's only a Rishus. Oh, but because kiblu alayu choyvo, so it becomes a chiyuv. So who had them big samos in my benching, Chanukah? You are mekabel on yourself to say Al-Anisim. So even if you didn't say Al-Anisim, because you are mekabel on yourself to say Al-Anisim, you have to bench again. We don't paskin like that. The Bach, if you look at the Bach paskins like the Rav Yo, Aloch Alameister, the Bach paskins, if you didn't say Al-Anisim in benching, you have to bench again. And the Mishabrur brings down the shittah, doesn't paskin, he brings down the shittah, not in Hilchas Chanukah, Hilchas Purim. The Mishabrur brings down this shittah, he brings the machlokes. Some brachos lahokel, he says, not to bench again. Or he brings down, it's a shit to Rav Yo. So you see clearly from the Rav Yo, not like the Daki Moshe. You see, even in a case, Chanukah, everyone holds it to Rishus. There's no chiv to mention Al-Anisim. It's often in Gemara, the Gemara says, to mention Al-Anisim in Chanukah is only a Rishus. In Bala Azki Maske. And even so, the Rav Yo says, there's a musig of Kiblu Alayu Choyva. And he shouts it to the Bahag of Tfilas Arvis. The Hainu is learning that there's Shaykh Kiblu Alayu Choyva, even on something where there's no shit to be machmeh. Stop! A person decides from himself, even though it's a reshus, I want to machmer myself, I want to make it as a choyvo, a person can do such a thing, and it becomes a chiyuv. And if you don't say it, you have to bench again, you have to have mariv again. This is such a shit. A similar thing we find as a machlekes by Sfira Soima. Sfira Soima, we know noshim ladies of potter exempt from Sfira Soima. So Mr. Seisha Azman Roma, noshim peturis. The Mogen Avraham and Simon Tov Peites. The Mogen Avraham says, nowadays, the Noshim, they say Sfiras Oimer, and says Mogen Avraham, the Kiblu Alay Ochoivo. And they're a couple of themselves. The Mogen Avraham says, it's a normal thing for ladies today to count the Oimer, Kiblu Alay Ochoivo. Frank, the Menchas Chinuch, he doesn't understand the Mogen Avraham. How does it come away, Kiblu Alay Ochoivo? He doesn't understand. Dobo Chodo Shoisikan, Mamish doesn't understand the Menchas Chinuch. What's the Machlekes of all the arguing about? Mamish is Machlekes. Sfira Soima, everybody holds Noshim Apotter. Mitzvah Seisha Zman Gromer. There's no Machlikis. Everyone holds Mitzvah Seisha Zman Gromer, Noshim Peturis. So what are you being Machmir for? In fact, Mechas Chinuch, here it doesn't apply the Klal of Kiblu Alay Choyvo. Nobody is Machmir, nobody holds it's a Choyvo. So how can Noshim come along and they decide we want to be Mekabalah on ourselves? I know the Mechas Chinuch is going with the shift of the Dark in Moshe. However, the Mogen Avraham understood. No? Avraham understood. Like the Rav Yo, even something which is a complete reshus. There's no machlekes. Everyone holds that Sviras Oim and Noshim are pturos. But if they decide they want to be mekabel on themselves to count the Oimah, they can make it into a choyva, and now Noshim are chayovas to count Sviras Oim. Big chiddush in the Mogen Avraham. So come back now to Tfilas Arvis, where the Bahag says that Tfilas Arvis, even though it's a reshus, but once you start the davening, it's a kiblu like choyva. We have two ways how to explain the Bahag. Either like the Dark Moshe, because there is a man, the Omar holds Tfilas Arvis Choyvo. So because there is such a man, the Omar, that's why it's shy for a person to be Machme. I want to be Machme Azoy. Or no, nothing to do with that shit. Stop! Person is allowed to be Makabal on himself, even something which is a Rishus. Person is allowed to be Machme on himself to make it to a Choyvo. And therefore, if he doesn't daven say Yal Yov, he has to repeat Yal Yov Yachol Amoed. Bemis, there's another Machlikas Yishoinim, which depends on the same shit. What happens, the Gemara says, if a person, he's middle of davening, he realizes, oi, I really davened today. He thought, he came, normally davened mincha at 3 o'clock, and the thing today is 1 o'clock, there was a minion, davened 1 o'clock, comes 3 o'clock, normal to everyone, and in the middle of Shemoneh Esra, he realizes, I really davened mincha. What does he do now? He carries on, has to stop, the Gemara says, with Paskin, you have to stop where you are. Stop where you are, even in the middle of a brocha. You stop, say to Shalom, and that's it. Why? Why can't you daven? Say the rest of the davening, daven b'teres nedova. You can daven b'teres nedova. Maybe the chatchila nowadays we don't daven b'teres nedova. But why? In the middle of davening, why should we carry b'teres nedova? Says the Gemara. No, you can't mix and match. You start davening b'teres choyva, A nedova and a choyv is not mitzaref. You can't do both. Either nedova or choyv. You can't have half choyv, half nedova. This is the Gemara. Comes from the Rambam. Rambam says that's all with shachris and mincha. Of the Mariv, says the Rambam, if that happens in the middle of Mariv, you can carry on davening. Carry on davening, says the Ravid. Einu nachas ruach. That's the lashon of the Ravid. He doesn't like this Rambam. Says the Kesef Mishnah. What they're arguing? Because the Ravid is asking him, you're right, tefillas av is only a reshus. So if it's a reshus, then anyway, the whole thing is in a dov. Oh, but says the Ravid, the dov, now lemaisa, keep it alive, choyvo. We hold that now we want to cover ourselves, the chiv to have a marib, so it was a tzvaita, a choyvo in a dov. So what's the machlokes of it? Rambam held, even a kibbutz alayin choyvo, but it stays in a dover, so the whole thing is one is dover, you can't have being married. The Ravid held, no, it's because kibbutz alayin choyvo, it's like a choyvo and a dover. What's the machlokes? So you could explain the machlokes is, like we mentioned earlier, between the Dark and Moshe and the Ravio. According to the Dark and Moshe, right? Why are you davening married? Why is it a choyvo? Because you want to be machmi like this man, Doma, it's a choyvo. You're taking on it's a chayva. So if you're taking on it's a chayva, so you can't be mitzar of chayva and a dog. That's what the Ravid held. It's a chayva and a dog. Whereas the Rambam held, no, I'm not being machmir like the shit of chayva. I'm not machmir. I don't know that shit. Why am I kibra and chayva? There is such a thing. So I'm davening now between a nedova. Or with a nedova, I was mekabla myself to daven a nedova. What am I davening? I'm davening mariv. Mariv is a reshus. Mariv is not a reshus. I'm mekabla myself to daven a tefillas reshus. So maybe it's right in the dover. So maybe the Rambam held, if a person wants to, he realizes that he davened Mariv, he can carry davening Mariv, because the whole thing is in the dover. Just want to finish off by saying, very interesting sentence in this week's Pasha. You all know this week's Pasha is very busy with Malochim, from beginning to end. Mamish, wherever Yaakov Avinu went, he had with him Malochim. So Rashi says, it says in the Pasuk, Vine Malach Elekim, Oilem v'yoydim boy. Oilem v'yoydim boy. Says Rashi, what's Oilem v'yoydim boy? It should have said, if they come from Shemayim, it should have first said Yoydim, they're coming down, and then Oilem. So Rashi says, because Malochim sheliveu v'oretz, en yoytzim chutz l'oretz. He had two sets of Malochim. He had Malach Eretz Yisrael, and Malach Eretz l'oretz. So now, so the Malochim which were with him in Eretz Yisrael, they don't accompany him in Eretz l'oretz. So first, Oilem. They go up there, the Malachim Eretz Yisrael, they're going up. And afterwards, Malachim Chutz La'aretz are coming down. You heard it. The Shaila is, right at the end, the last pasuk in the Pasha, it says, when he came back, after his whole, he married, he has got his kids, everything, come back now to Eretz Yisrael. Vayikra Shem Amokim Ahu, he called that place, Machnoim. What's Machnoim? As she says, Shtei Machnes. He had again two groups. Shal Chutz La'aretz Shuvol Imayat Kam, Vishal Eretz Yisrael Shuvol Likrosu. So you have over here two groups of malachim. Malach chutz la'aretz, and then malach Eretz Yisrael. Now the shaila is, in the beginning, it looks like they were separate. They go up first, and then they come down. They didn't meet each other. They were separate. Malach Eretz Yisrael, malach chutz la'aretz. And the end of the Pasha, they met each other. There were two groups together, at the same time, there's two groups. Why didn't the first, the malachim go up, and then the other ones come down? So it's Hasemnes, very geshmak. In the beginning, he had Malach Eretz Yisrael, Avada more choshuv than Malach Chutz La'aretz. Malach Eretz Yisrael. So it's not derech covered that the Malach Eretz Yisrael, they have to wait for the Chutz La'aretz Malachim to come down. They don't have to wait. They should wait for the Chutz La'aretz Malachim to come down. They finish their job. Yaakov Avinu is by the border of Eretz Yisrael. They go straight up. Afterwards, Malach Chutz La'aretz come down. So they never met each other. Because first Malach Eretz Yisrael, they're more choshuv. They're not waiting for the Chutz La'aretz Malachim. They're going straight up. Whereas the end of the Pasha, it's the opposite. The end of the Pasha, Malach Chutz La'aretz are together with Yaakov Avinu. So they can wait for the Malach Eretz Yisrael to come down. Because they're less choshuv than Malach Eretz Yisrael. So the Mela, they can meet each other. So the Malach Chutz La'aretz are waiting there. Malach Eretz Yisrael are coming down. Oh, so there was a point where they met each other. And afterwards, after the Yaakov Avinu went to Eretz Yisrael, Malach Chutz La'aretz went up. So it's did Svasemes. But it's beautiful. You know, we sing Friday night, Shalom Aleichem, to welcome the Malochim. A person has Malochim. So we welcome them Friday night. So it says, Mestoma, there's also Malach Echol. Ki Malochov, Itzavaloch, Mishmoch, B'chol Derechecho. A person also has, during the week, he also has Malochim to look after him. Not the Malach Echol, and Malach Echabas. So okay, we say, Shalom Aleichem, to welcome the Malochim. And then everyone asks, and then a minute later you say, Tzitzchem L'Shalom, you're ready to tell them to go. Why are you telling them? Why are you telling them to go? Let them stay. So Sosemes, this is a pshat. Sosemes wants to say a gevaldig pshat. We're saying Shalom Aleichem to welcome Malachi Shabbos. And we're saying Tzeischem L'Shalom to Malachi Choyl. Today we're telling them Tzeischem L'Shalom. Or we should be the opposite. First say Tzeischem L'Shalom to the Malachi Choyl. And then say Shalom Aleichem to the Malachi Shabbos. But no, because Malachi Shabbos are more choshen than the Malachi Choyl. So they can be together. The Malachim of Choyl, they can wait. Let them wait, Devailah. Let them be together. So first let's welcome the Malachim of Shabbos. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome them. Berachim L'Shalom. Come inside. And then, after we welcome them, we come inside, then we say, Tzeischem L'Shalom to Malachi Choyl, because then they can be together, like we have with him. Fine. Good job.
Right.